Russia, did they bomb this convoy, UN convoy?
Senator, that hasn't been concluded, but my judgment would be that they did. They're certainly responsible.
Do you agree with me, Secretary Carter? And we've been friends for years, and I'm sorry, so contentious.
That's all right.
You're a good man. What should we do about Russia, who was given notice about this convoy, if they in fact bombed a UN convoy delivering humanitarian aid? What should we do about that?
Well, let me put it even a little more harshly. The chairman said this earlier. The Russians are responsible for this strike, whether they conducted it or not, because
totally
they have taken responsibility for the conduct of the Syrians by associating themselves with the Syrian regime. What they're supposed to do, and what Secretary Kerry has been indefatigably pursuing diplomatically, is to get a true cessation of hostilities and get Assad to move aside in a political transition.
They're not doing their part.
And that is what Secretary Kerry is trying to achieve. Is that difficult? Absolutely. Does it look in the last few days like that's the direction it's headed? No. And he said as much, but that's what he's trying to accomplish.
Do you think the Russians bombed this convoy? Most likely.
I do, Senator.
Last question. Is there a plan B in terms of, if diplomacy fails, a plan B for Syria that has a military component?
Senator, we have
regarding
done,
Assad.
We have done and will continue to do a wide range of planning, and should the president change the policy objectives, we'll be prepared to support those.